Wale was accompanied by the Reverend Jamal Bryant of Empowerment Temple AME Church. He was upset about Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake's choice of words in describing those who incited the riot, described as high school students and young adults, as thugs.
Regardless of what's happening out here, these are the young leaders of tomorrow, and they have to look in the mirror and see something better than what they're being perceived as on TV.
Bryant said he was absolutely amazed after hearing the mayor's comments Monday night.
Considering she has a black child, and I pray her child is never called or attached to that.
Students that Bryant and Wale spoke with in the school library shared their frustration. In addition to the mayor's words, they felt they were unfairly being blamed for starting the riot. One student blamed a social media post that started circulating last Saturday.
Someone posted a picture saying that they were going to basically destroy Mont Dorman, and they was going to start at Douglas, go to Mont Dorman, work their way down.
Students say that Douglas did not end classes until 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. In addition, the Mont Dorman Metro Station, where the group gathered, is a major hub for school students as they get to and from school on any given day. Another student in the audience was not feeling the media attention focused on the discussion. He said if Bryant and Wale really wanted to talk to them, come to them individually.
You talk about you giving us support and things like that. Talk to us one-on-one. Yo, we don't really need all this, man. We got enough cameras and all that. Because they already indicted us when they said the legendary Frederick Douglass. I wear this Douglass shirt with pride. Yeah, I only went here 1 year, but I wear it for pride. You feel me?
As the conversation became more emotional, Wale told the students he was there to help and is not paying attention to media in the room.
Forget them. It's not. We're going to figure it out. We got people to speak for you, though. I don't want them here, though. I don't want them. Why they need to be here? We trying to figure out the game plan.
She called us thugs, yo. She pointed us out. She said,
yeah, but guess what? We're going to figure it out.
Deputy Mayor Don Kerstatter apologized on behalf of the mayor for referring to young people as thugs. Mayor Rawlings Blake tweeted she was speaking out of anger and frustration and added she saw misguided young people who need to be held accountable but who also need support and that her comments didn't convey that. Wale was disappointed that the mayor is not doing any more to express regret.
I think if you go on a large scale, a large podium and say such a ridiculous statement, I think you need to go on an even larger, grander scale and say, I retract that statement.
I will make sure I take that.
And I think that I think it's important enough for her to show up here. I know that the mayor's very busy, but I think it's very important for her to put the groundwork in, like my man said, to retract such a thing and show her face here.
Douglass students want people to know that they are not thugs and hoodlums running around being violent. They say that description of them is inaccurate. I'm Kenneth Burns in Northwest Baltimore for 88.1 WIPR.